From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Former UKIP leader and member of the European Parliament, Nigel Farage, said a growing number of British businesses want a hard Brexit if no detail can be arranged on the financial services.
Of a growing number of voices, they're all below the radar at the moment, but businesses saying, actually, if they're going to mess us about, we may as well go just getting out of this thing and getting the WTO rules.
Farage is going to meet with the EU's chief negotiator in what he said will be an attempt to convey the views of 17.4 million Britons who voted to leave the bloc. Jeff Custer has more on a cyclone that hit the eastern Madagascar coast over the weekend, killing at least six people and injuring at least three others, while two people are reported still missing.
The tropical cyclone Ava passed through Madagascar on Friday and Saturday, hitting mostly the eastern coast of the island with wind speeds between 140 and 190 kilometers per hour. The National Office of Risk and Disaster Management said in a statement that more than 13,000 people were displaced by the cyclone, while more than 16,000 pupils had classes suspended until Thursday due to flooding and risk of landslides. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The World Health Organization said three people in South Sudan have died of a suspected viral hemorrhagic fever, and 60 of their contacts are being monitored for any infection. Ebola, Marburg, and yellow fever are among the most viral hemorrhagic fevers that have caused deadly outbreaks in Africa. More than 11,000 people died during the worst outbreak of Ebola, a highly contagious disease, which mainly affected Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone from 2013 to 2016. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. Serena